Time to grab that guitar, take a seat, and spin some tales. It's the Pickin' Porch Podcast with Scott Miller from Classic Country Q97.3 99.3. Be sure to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, and review. And now here's your host, Scott Miller.
Well, hello and welcome to the Pickin' Porch. It's Miller in the Morning, and our special guest today is the one and only Donnie Goins. Goins, I hope I say that right, Donnie.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, buddy?
Not a thing, man. A good day to be in the studio while it's pouring down rain.
I'm telling you.
Either that or build an ark.
Yeah, one of the two. I know you write songs and stuff, don't you?
Yes, sir.
All right. And could you favor us with maybe something that you wrote?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Take Me Out of Tennessee, I think.
That's your big song? I love that song.
Yeah, that's the one that I sent in to you guys back in 2020 when we were stuck at home and you guys had the contest.
Yep. Well, come on. Let me hear it.
I got my reasons for being the way I am. If you ain't walked a mile in my boots, then you just won't understand. By the grace of God, I was born in the Southland. Now some of y'all might think that's a bad thing, but I thank God every day for the hills of Tennessee, where I was born and raised. I couldn't have asked to be raised in a better place. Now you can take me out of Tennessee, but you can't take the Tennessee out of me, no. Yeah, you can take me out of Tennessee, but you can't take the South out of me, no. Now I can't watch the news, see what's happening in this world. Some of y'all should have seen the woodshed more when y'all were boys and girls. I don't expect a darn thing that I ain't worked for. Yeah, and we work hard, but we play hard, that's for sure. Now you can take me out of Tennessee, but you can't take the Tennessee out of me, no. Come on down to Tennessee. If you're looking for trouble, it's what you'll find, you best believe. Cause you can take me out of Tennessee, but you can't take the Tennessee out of me, no. Yeah, you can take me out of Tennessee, but you can't take the pride of the Southland out of me.
Man, I love that song. They're going to use that for the tourism someday, Donnie, I think, you know.
Well, I hope to hear it at a Vols game.
Yeah, there you go. So who are some of your musical heroes when you're growing up or, you know?
Man, growing up, of course, George Jones, Merle Haggard, Waylon Willie, some Charlie Pride, Charlie Rich.
Mm-hmm.
My mom always had country music going in the car. And then, of course, man, when the 90s hit, and here come Travis Tritt and Alan Jackson and Mark Chestnut and Doug Stone.
Doug Stone's another one. Yeah. Really great Doug Stone.
That's really when I started singing and really got into country music is when all those guys come out.
Wow. And that's I find that a lot with people that are on the picking porch. You know, it's like you read the script from everybody. They all love George Jones. They love this and that. And then as soon as the 90s hit, you know, with the Travis and all that stuff, keeping the tradition alive. How do you feel about today's country music? Be honest with me, Don.
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly. No swearing on the show, though.
Oh, well, you know, a lot of today's country music, you can put it up beside the Chicago 17 album, and it sounds the same.
I agree with that.
There's anything wrong with Peter Cetera and Chicago 17. That album was a great album.
Yeah.
But it sounds like 80s pop.
Right. Do you think they're afraid to talk about the things that George Jones used to talk about, getting drunk and cheating and, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely,
I think people are afraid to talk about that nowadays.
Yeah, I think they're sheltered.
Yeah.
They're sheltered.
Well, I grew up, that's what attracted me to country music. I you know, grew up probably like you as a Beatles fan and a Rolling Stones. And all of a sudden I hear this music about cheating and drinking and taking your wife and all this. I'm going, man, this is reality.
Yeah.
And I'm going, wow, I never heard anything like this.
Well, and George Strait.
George Strait's another one.
George Strait's probably one of the truest country music singers that I've ever heard. There's a reason they call him King George.
That's right. And he set another record the other day in attendance. Everywhere he goes, he sets record attendance.
Well, it doesn't matter how long he's been doing it. He still has a number one hit off every single album that he comes out with.
Yeah. And I think what's the total? I know he beat Conway Twitty by one or two number one songs. And people say, well, if Conway's still alive, he'd beat George. Well, he might. We don't know, but... Man, George Strait just tore it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how about another song? Well, give me another one that you wrote.
All right. This is actually a song that I wrote for a really good friend of mine that was going through a hard time. It's called Bottom of the Bottle. Pounding head in the morning is how my day begins. The bottom of the bottle is how it usually ends. You invade my thoughts and my memories. You have my heart, but this bottle has the rest of me. The bottom of the bottle, that's where I will be. That's where I reside if you ever look for me. The bottom of the bottle is where I drown the pain. But every morning everything is still the same. It won't hurt tonight, I'll drown out all the sorrow. Trying to find you at the bottom of the bottle. Your memory takes me to my knees. Think of you and I get lost in me. Thought that you and I were in love. I always think of you at night when I lay down to sleep. After this bottle's done, got the best of me. But someday someone will come along and they'll take my heartache away. And I finally put our memories down. And it'll be a brand new day. The bottom of the bottle, that ain't where I will be. That ain't where I'll be living. It ain't where you'll find me. I won't need anything to help me drown the pain. Every day I'll stand tall and I will remain. And I won't dread it when the sun comes up tomorrow. 'cause I won't look for you in the bottom of the bottle.
Well, I'll tell you what. I hope your friend appreciated that song because, I mean, that's a good one.
Well, I think it did him. I think it did him a lot of good. He was going through a really tough time, and I kind of watched him, and I had been through it myself a few years before him, and I think it hit home with him.
Yeah,
I think it hit home with him.
Where do you get the inspiration other than, you know, people's hard problems and stuff like that? Do you just like see something and think to yourself, man, I'm going to make a song about that.
Man, a lot of times I'll be driving down the road and I'll get a line in my head and start singing it. And before I know what happened, I'm having to pull over and type it on my phone because once it starts,
right, it just goes. Right, and you don't want to forget it either.
Right.
Say, well, I'll write about it tomorrow. And then you think, well, what was that though?
Oh yeah, you'll forget it. Man, I'm 51. I'll forget it in 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, I'm a lot older than you, and I already forgot you. Hey, Donnie, are you in a band or are you a solo act?
I'm a solo act. I would love to put a band together.
Mm-hmm.
I just put on my music page on Facebook. It's Donnie Goins Music.
Mm-hmm.
I just put on there that I'm actually going to start booking gigs. I really haven't been doing anything, had so much going on, and I'm actually looking to start booking some gigs locally.
I don't know if it's the economy or the pandemic, but a lot of places now used to have bands. They have solo acts,
or
two guys.
Yeah.
And the other day, it's been a couple of weeks, I was at this place, and this guy gets up and with a guitar just like you and just started playing. People got up, and they were dancing and everything. I go, wait, there's no band here. There's no drummer. But that's the trend now. It's more economical. And I don't know if you've ever been in a band. One of the problems is trying to get everybody together.
Right.
Because the drummer has an argument with his girlfriend. Oh, I got to quit. What do you mean you got to quit?
Or they meet a girl and the girl doesn't want them traveling.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So many a band has been split up like that.
Oh, yeah. And the way Nashville works these days is if they want the band, they want the band. They don't want to find somebody for you.
Right.
So
good point. All right, well, listen, give us one more. Give us one more that you wrote and take us out
here. I wrote one the other day.
He's got a whole book here, ladies and gentlemen. It's beautiful.
I've got six of these.
Good thing to write everything down, Donnie. I wish I'd still write it down
in pen.
Yeah.
I wrote this the other day, and it's actually the exact reverse of the traditional country song. It's called Just Fine.
All right.
You know I love those old country songs, all about how everything's gone wrong. Though somebody's done somebody wrong songs. Now I don't know about you, sometimes I just need to crank one up and have a little bit of fun. 'Cause my truck, it ain't broke down, my girl ain't been running around. Yeah, I'm doing just fine. My brother ain't in jail, and I ain't had to post no bail. Yeah, I'm doing just fine. My life right now's like a sad song played in reverse. Everything I could sing about losing, hey, it's all been returned, and I'm doing just fine. Well, I ain't lost my best friend, and I'm on my feet again. My bank account ain't drained, my boss ain't a pain, I'm doing just fine. I don't spend all my time alone, got everything I need at home. Everything's all right, I ain't gotta lie and say I'm doing just fine. 'Cause my truck, it ain't broke down, my girl ain't been running around. Yeah, I'm doing just fine. My brother ain't in jail, I ain't had to post no bail. Yeah, I'm doing just fine. Now my life right now's like a sad song played in reverse. Everything I could sing about losing, hey, it's all been returned. And I'm doing just fine. Come on. My truck, it ain't broke down. My girl ain't been running around. I ain't been sick. My boss ain't a... Whoops, messed it up. At that part.
No,
anyhow,
I got the message there, Donnie. All right, so what's your website or something so people can get in touch with
well,
you?
Well, I'm actually I'm on Spotify and Apple Music. I'm on all the major platforms. It's just Donnie Goins Jr.
Okay.
And then I also have... my Facebook page, I have my personal, then I have Donnie
right.
Goins Music.
Right.
And TikTok is also Donnie Goins Music.
Well, you're covering all the bases, brother.
Oh, I've got a pretty good following on TikTok, 11,700 last time I checked. So it does, and I've got about 3,000 followers on Facebook. So
awesome, dude.
So it's fun, man. I write and put it out there. And
well, it's good that you can do that. A lot of people have songs in their heart, but they just don't want to bring them out. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
A lot of people say, "Oh, I have these feelings and stuff, but I'm too embarrassed." So nothing to be embarrassed about. Those songs are great.
Oh man, music is healing.
It is healing.
Music
that's a good
healing.
Way to put it. Good way
you
to
get
put
to
it.
Get it out. You get to get it out of you.
Well, Donnie, give me a couple of chords here and take us out. And we want to remind everybody that Donnie Goins has been our special guest, and of course you check him out, man. Go to his Facebook page. Donnie Goins Music, or check him out, Donnie Goins Jr., and just support him. We need to support some local acts. You've been listening to The Pickin' Porch, and if you know anybody who wants to be on The Pickin' Porch, just have them get in touch with me. Give me a call some morning. Scott Miller, 423-702-9799.
Woohoo! Thanks for joining us for some pickin', grinnin', and the stories behind the music. It's the Pickin' Porch Podcast with Scott Miller. Don't forget to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, and review. The Pickin' Porch Podcast, heard anywhere you get your podcast, and exclusively from Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.